Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, another week has almost blasted past us. It's Friday, the sixth day of August, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. We had Paul Watson on for about 15 minutes yesterday, but he's been out of town for a week or so. So we're going to have him back up today to cover a whole plethora of vital news and information in the middle of the second hour. And any questions or comments or news items you want to talk about, any piece of propaganda you witnessed by some neocon or their liberal business partners, their liberal crime partners, on national television or that you read in the newspaper, you're welcome to join us. We'll go to your calls early in this first hour, 1-800-259-9231. And I kind of sped through that Tommy Franks piece where he talked about martial law twice and stage captures of bin Laden, and where he talked about just all sorts of interesting things. We're going to air that in the next hour and to spend a little bit more time analyzing it and play parts of it that we didn't get to. Also, you may have heard of the new Bushism, where he said the U.S. government will spend all its time figuring out ways to attack the American people. We're going to play that Bushism for you here in the first hour. And I guess we'll re-air the Kerryism of last week, where at the end of the Democratic National Convention, he said we're going to double our terrorist forces for terrorist operations, carry out terrorist operations. I mean, every time these guys talk, they slip up. And, again, you can say, oh, well, it's just a mess up or a Freudian slip or, you know, oh, it's just a play on words. It's an accident. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because they go in and they edit the transcripts and they cut out what these guys say most of the time. When Bush says, this is a staged press conference, you should have given this to me in writing beforehand. I'm waiting for something to pop into my head. Hold on a minute. You know, putting his hand up to his ear. That stuff gets cut out. Now, they did not cut out his Bushism yesterday. That got left in the transcripts, and we have the video of that on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. But again, you don't have to go watch that. It's an 8-minute clip to get to the end of it to see it, but we'll play it here. But if you want to see it later, you can go watch it. Or you can watch it right now and miss the news we're about to cover, to put it to you that way. But again, 1-800-259-9231. I do want to take time out to thank all the folks that make this broadcast possible, the people of the network, the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, my webmasters, and of course, God. Always got to thank God. Coming up, Dow falls below 10,000 today. Source code stolen from U.S. software companies in India. Our friends, Alabama executes 74-year-old murderer. 3 banks robbed during Bush-Kerry visit in Iowa a few days ago. Also, Tennessee officials suspended after mock terror drill disrupts county meeting. Wait till you hear about this. Also, the Austin American Statesman finally did an article about the impending shutdown of Access TV in Austin, and they did the fair article. The Chronicle wrote a long, profane, hateful story about me. They're the so-called liberal newspaper, ultra-neocon, ladies and gentlemen, ultra-neocon, fake liberal there to pacify the left, you know, the real left, which you call grassroots people that don't like tyranny. And the editor doesn't like me. He's written articles, full editorials about how evil I am and over the years, and they hate it that I win all the Best of Austin awards. At least we can say they're not fixing the ballot process. But I'm called profanities in the newspaper today. Profanities. And every other name in the book. So it's very potty mouth. We obviously can't read it here on air, but we'll cover some of it. Stay with us. It's all coming up. Big broadcast lined up for you today.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Good afternoon or good morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. This is the Alex Jones Show, as they say. I don't think it's really a show, as it is a chronicle and expose of corruption and evil. And as I said in the last segment, we're going to have wide open phones today at 800-259-9231. Here's a good place to start off today, I think. This is out of the Associated Press in Tennessee. Tennessee officials suspended after mock terror drill disrupts county meeting. An official who staged a security drill that disrupted a county commission meeting with guns and mock hostage takers has been suspended. Ernest Jackson, Carter County's emergency management director, will be off the job until the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation finishes its probe of Monday's drill, which upset officials, law enforcement, and members of the public, Carter County Mayor Dale Fair said. Jackson was suspended with pay. The meeting was about to take up two tax proposals when three men and a woman burst in with guns drawn and claimed to be taking hostages. One man threatened to explode a bomb with a device he was holding, and another fired a shot, which turned out to be a blank. As the meeting dissolved in confusion, Jackson announced it was only a drill. Some officials were told about the drill shortly before the meeting, but didn't know the details. The city police didn't know a drill was planned and responded to what they thought was a hostage situation. Lene Bowers, who will take over while Jackson is suspended, said her agency had been trying to make disaster drills more realistic. Now, I want to be calm about this. I want to really try to impart to you the full magnitude of this. Boy, that really sounded elitist, didn't it? Well, this is what I study. This is one particular area that I've been aware of for at least 5-6 years. And I don't think most people understand what this is all about. A lot of you do and probably have a greater knowledge of this than I do. But let me try to calmly go over some things here. Well, with just a few case point examples of this, and then I'll tell you what this is all about. I'm sure you already know. Remember about, 3 years ago, we had the school teacher on from Minnesota. It was in all the big papers. They didn't tell them a drill was coming. They went to her portable building. The SWAT team cussed at her in front of children, put a gun to her head, marched her outside. She thought she was going to die, and she soiled herself. And that type of case has been repeated over and over and over again. All over the country. If you're lucky, 2 weeks before it happens, a note gets sent home that there's going to be some anti-terrorism, anti-gun emergency drills at your public school, your elementary, your junior high, your high school. And you think, okay. And so they can say they announced it because, you know, they say, coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to have one of these drills. Just be advised. And then everybody's sitting there during second period, and the teachers aren't even told. They don't even know what's going on. And 50 armed police running, screaming, and we have them on video, folks, cussing, run around. And we've had the guests on the show who were in newspapers who were beat up. Anybody out in the halls going to the bathroom gets slammed to the floor, guns put to their head. They even have role players who then run in camo, and they'll have maybe 10 kids who they quietly got to agree to it that morning, who were dressed up like the hostages, and the other kids begin wetting themselves and screaming and crying. And this has happened all over the country. At least, I don't know, 40 articles in the last few years I've seen of this exact thing happening. People thinking they're about to die. And you complain about it, and the government says, oh, shut up, it's just a drill. And I mean, kids get beat up. We've had them on the show. Teeth get knocked out. In Detroit, two and a half years ago, they shot a elementary girl, fifth grader, in the face during one of these. A few years ago in Fort Worth, and again, we see these all the time, but these are examples that are in Road to Tyranny, so I use those because they're documented, you can see them. They shot Cop of the Year in the head in a drill in the school. Oops, loaded. Another cop blew his head off. There was another example, 2 weeks ago, of a cop shooting himself in the foot during one of these. I mean, live bullets, folks, aiming them at your children's heads, killing them in some cases. And we would complain about this, and they'd say, oh, whatever, it's for security, it's for training purposes. Well, I've seen several stories where they do this at government meetings and panic people, and police get in trouble. Now, let's expand on this. Urban warfare training drills. If it's the Army, boy, you're in for a real treat. They will come into your town or city, covertly lease an old building, pay off the police chief to not warn anyone, and as the raid starts, maybe one military man will hand out a few flyers on doors and then claim, oh, we warned everybody. Again, it's done on purpose to psychologically traumatize and prepare us for full military occupation. And they come in, they blow up the building, there's fire shooting out, explosions, 5 to 20 helicopters, depending on where they're at in the country. In Miami, they fired through a window of an all-night restaurant. The bullet shattered glasses on the table, went into the table. That's in my film. They tried to bribe the police chief of San Antonio, who wouldn't let them. They went into Kingsville and Alice and all these places, and we have the police chiefs admitting foreign troops. Mayors saying they terrorized people, video of the buildings blowing up, next door to nursing homes. And as they're doing this, one military man ran around at a few houses, just four or five. Again, it's just so they could say, oh, we handed out flyers. As stuff's exploding, the military man will run around and tack a few notices up. And so, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night, and you're just sitting there. Maybe it's 2 in the morning. It's usually right after dark. And just all of a sudden, there's explosions and fire and shooting and Czechoslovakian Republic troops running around screaming. It's all part of freedom. By the way, that was all before 9/11. I remember articles where they would have police drills at schools that were unannounced before Columbine. Did you know that? So they've been doing this for a long time, and this is about acclimating you, but more importantly, it's about creating the perceived emotional, subconscious mindset that there are terror attacks. We are under threat. This stuff's really going on. And it gets you used to the guys in black uniforms and ski masks running around and explosions. And they have the Marines that have gone into almost every city in the country and have done urban warfare training drills. So they practice taking over City Hall. And then they go out and stop cars at checkpoints. And if they find something illegal, they haul the cops over and they arrest you. And, you know, now they've got citizen defense forces. You go sign up, get an MP armband with no military training, and strut around the street searching eight-year-old girls. You heard that yesterday when we had the lieutenant on running all of this out of Alabama. So that's what's really going on here. And here in Austin, we've had fake nuclear spills. They later announce are fake. Fake bio attacks downtown before 9/11. Turns out they're fake. Fake bio attacks at the DPS office. Turns out it's fake. All of this is admittedly fake, and they do this up in Belton, outside Temple. This is in Road to Tyranny, right before 9/11. The mayor gets up and announces we've been attacked by terrorists. Again, it's a simulation, but the news puts that as the headline. And then outside, two cars blow up. One burns down to the ground. Helicopters, regular Marine Corps marching around, regular Army that say Special Forces walk over and start threatening us for videotaping them in downtown Belton and say, you got video us at a checkpoint. We don't like that. Yeah, it's all part of the freedom. And so they tell a couple of the county commissioners, don't tell the rest, run in, put guns to heads, and the police get called thinking it's a terrorist attack. But again, it's all about introducing that, simulating it. It's like Jim Jones would have his cult members in that CIA operation, Middle East CIA, drill drinking Kool-Aid. They would drill every day taking the cyanide. So finally, when it happened, they went along with it. Here's another example. Now, there's a great History Channel piece that's narrated by Charlton Heston that I did tape about the invasion of Panama. And for 6 months before they invaded, to go after Bush's business partner that wasn't paying him the cut anymore, right before that happened, for months they would land helicopters, insert troops, take off, do it over and over again, do these drills, until when it really happened, the Panamanian Defense Forces, the CIA-installed thugs who were out of favor, just like Saddam, just like bin Laden, just like everybody else, just like all these people, they just sat there until it was too late. And so that's all any of this is. It's federal testing to test the takeover of our communities. And so something that the school children get on a semesterly basis, that the government loves to do, the police dogs savagely grabbing bags off their backs, guns to hundreds of their heads, all down on the ground, randomly being searched for drugs, something that our children get. Oh, you didn't like it as county commissioners in Tennessee, in Carter County. You don't like it. Well, I bet you don't like it. It's like I saw an AP article yesterday of a man had his feet up on a park bench relaxing in a park, and the cop came over and said, you're not allowed to sit on the bench like that, and arrested him. Turns out his wife was the head of the parks organization in that major city. It's like the woman who the guy said, you can't eat on the subway. She says, okay, puts the piece of candy bar in her mouth. She said that she chewed aggressively. He had to arrest her. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. You can't make this up, folks. It's pure tyranny. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day. Living without health insurance, you can't afford not to have it. But affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. More than likely, they have a plan that fits your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. After all, if you can't pay the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call 800-807-5989. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest. Not available in all states. That toll-free number again is 800-807-5989. 800-807-5989. 800-807-5989.
All right, let's go to your calls right now, and then we'll get back in the next segment and plunge into more details on all the global, international, and local national news. Let's talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
On Tuesday, the aircraft that crashed here in the Austin area was in the Statesman, and God bless their soul, the family that the six had were lost there.
Yeah, they plunged into a big mansion out by the lake.
Huge mansion, and that huge mansion just happened to have a guardrail, and that aircraft was full of jet fuel. You can remember the article claimed that they stopped to refuel, and if you look at those photos, you will see that the guardrail did not melt, no molten steel, nothing. It is there. and
no, the plane creamed right into the face of the mansion and just tore down one area. It didn't do a lot of damage.
Right, but what I'm saying, it was just full of jet fuel. The jet fuel, the heat from the fire did not melt the guardrail at the house.
Well, no plane hit Building 7, a 47-story modern steel building that fell, and the firefighters said, get back, we're about to bring it down, and the owner says they blew it up. But, again, we're supposed to ignore that. Just like the $167 billion in gold that was admittedly under the World Trade Center Tower in a Federal Reserve depository, publicly there, and we're not supposed to talk about where that gold went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like everything, well, you're not supposed to talk about it.
Well, that photo, it's in plain view, and I think it's just a good example to point out to the listeners who already know, but those who are skeptical about the heat and what it can do to melt steel versus...
Yeah, their official story is a complete fraud. The firefighters said the fires were almost out. People were standing in the holes in Tower 1 and 2, waving for help at helicopters. I mean, if it was so hot, why weren't they on fire? Thanks for the call.
Thank you, man.
And I do feel bad for the family that died here in Austin. I didn't even get into that. What was it? It was Tuesday afternoon. It just creamed right into a big mansion. Anton in Canada. Go ahead, Anton.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I've been listening to your show for a few years. Actually started listening right before 9/11 happened. And ever since then, you seem to be really on top of everything that the New World Order is doing.
Well, how many months before 9/11 were you listening?
I don't know. Just 3 or 4. It was.
Did you ever hear me make an announcement about call the White House, tell them don't attack the World Trade Center, don't use Bin Laden?
No, I didn't. You know, I kind of listen off and on.
Well, I have video of myself on TV doing that in Masters of Terror.
Yeah, actually, I think I saw that one. Anyways, I wanted to mention something I saw on The View. You know, I don't usually watch The View, but Tommy Franks was on, and he was talking about how great, you know, the war on terror is and being in Iraq is. And just out of the blue, he raises his right hand and gives the devil sign. And it was very odd.
When did he do that?
That was, it was broadcast yesterday.
And every time a caller calls, no matter how crazy it sounds, it always turns out to be true. The View is that show with all those women, right?
Right, yeah.
What channel is that on?
I think it's on ABC.
Okay, we've absolutely got to get the video of The View. What time in the morning of that was that on?
I just watched the rebroadcast on a Canadian channel.
Well,
but,
you know, people say
I don't know what time it's on in the U.S.
People say that Bush gives the Diablo because he's UT. Well, he's not. He's Yale. Well, why does his daddy give it? Why does Bill Clinton give it? Why does Al Gore give it? Why does Prince Philip get it? You know, why do all these people give it? I guess they're all UT alumni.
I haven't a clue. It's just so odd. Like, he did it just right out of the blue. And
what was he talking about when he said it?
I don't remember exactly. But he was sort of going on about how, you know, good the war on terror is and how going into Iraq was the right thing to do and all.
And then he praised his Lord, didn't he?
Apparently, yeah.
Public praise is important for your deities, yes.
Yeah.
They
I had another thing.
Public worship, it must happen. It's like Clinton, when he got sworn in, held his hand up and did it.
Yeah, I've seen those pictures. They're really creepy.
Well, it's a Christian thing they do. What did you think of it when you saw it?
I was just taken aback.
I know somebody's got a TiVo or something that recorded that, or somebody saw that. I want to get confirmation on this.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe you, but we have 5 people call that saw it, and then, you know, it's like I got all the calls that Frank said all this martial law stuff, and a day later we got the video of it. And I'm sure if we get the video of this, you'll indeed do it. Now, was the thumb out or was the thumb in?
Yeah, the thumb was in.
Yeah.
So we had the, you know, pinky and index finger sticking out.
Yeah, that's the real one.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
Very loving. Well, maybe, are you not a Christian, sir? Are you some kind of communist?
No.
Well, then you got to learn to worship the devil, okay?
Okay.
All right. Come on, man. Be a Christian conservative. You've got to go to the Grove. You got to, you know, it's part of it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes and a bunch of national and international news. We also have Bush's latest Bushism about our enemies never stop thinking of new ways to hurt the American people, and neither do we. And I want to re-air that Kerry clip where he says something similar. And then in the next hour, we're going to air those Tommy Franks comments from Fox to analyze them and get Paul Watson's take on it as well concerning martial law. It says martial law twice, talks about the staged impending capture of bin Laden and much, much more. But this is an action alert for everybody in Central Texas and around the country, frankly. I learned over a month ago of a plan to get rid of the free speech charter of the oldest running access television station in the country. In fact, the first place that access cable was ever begun. In fact, the birthplace of it before Congress even put it into law. 31-year-old access television facility. They're trying to get rid of its free speech charter. They're trying to take over some of the channels to make them, quote, entertainment. There'll be one, quote, free speech channel, but board members have admitted that there'll be free speech regulation over that channel. And they tried to pass it last week, but hundreds of good citizens and producers at Access TV showed up, and we helped stall it. But yesterday, the city council slipped it in to begin the funding and to begin the process of moving the Austin Music Network into Access TV and to begin the process of getting rid of its free speech charter. Last week, Time Warner News 8, who, by the way, owns the private company that's trying to take over Channel 15, Austin Music Partners, they came out and said, don't worry, next week it's a done deal. And we said, we called the city and said, what are you, you're saying this isn't going to happen, but the News 8 says it is. And they go, well, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, yesterday it was proven that, yes, Time Warner, the boss of Austin, did have the inside track. And then on top of that, the Austin American Statesman yesterday finally did a fair article and laid out the truth of the attempted takeover of Access TV. But the Chronicle, the supposed loving liberal newspaper, savagely attacked me, called Access the Access of Evil. That's the headline. Called me cuss words in the newspaper, never seen this before, called me profanities, called me the Lizard King, called me a poser, called me every other name in the book, called me crazy, rabid dog. You bet I'm a rabid dog when it comes to defending the First Amendment and this key venue to defend our liberties here in Central Texas. And so next Tuesday night, my friends, they're going to have a forum. They're going to have a forum in East Austin at 1156 Hargrave Street. It's right down the road from Access Television at the Millennium Youth Center, 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m., Tuesday, August 10th. But here's the bait and switch. The telecommunications segment of the city council is going to be meeting a few hours before that at the building down off 8th Street, so look for announcements on these radio stations about it. But everybody needs to be there. We're going to have a press release on InfoWars.com for you that you can go and get. Everybody needs to be there, though, at the community forum, and you need to stand up against this attempted takeover. They're going to have the Access TV board there trying to soft soap and sell this whole thing. So that's August 10th, Tuesday, August 10th, 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m., Millennium Youth Entertainment Center, 1156 Hargrave Street, the corner of Hargrave and Rosewood, just east of ACTV. You absolutely need to be there, my friends, and we'll see you there, and we'll also see you at the telecommunications meeting. I am considering legal action or studying different avenues, so stay with us for updates. All right, that was a little update that will be played on local stations throughout the week, so I was doing that live on air, folks. And now, speaking of the devil, speaking of the New World Order and this attempted takeover, let me spend a few minutes on this, then we'll get into the latest Bush and Kerry-isms and get to your calls here with the wide-open phones on this Friday. Again, every time we deal with government, there is complete and total denial about their operations. It's like Patriot Act 2 is introduced in January 6th of 2003. And 2 months later, before Congress, John Ashcroft says there is no Patriot Act 2, no new anti-terror legislation. Anyone that says it is a liar who is trying to aid terrorists and undermine America. When the bill is introduced. Since then, he's tried to get it passed and admitted it's there and traveled the country in stump speeches promoting Patriot Act 2, and parts of it were passed December 13th, 2003, the same day they announced the capture of Saddam Hussein when everybody else was diverted. Bush signed it. Well, it's the same thing with this Access Television. I talked to a former city official who's basically as high as you can get in city government who told me months ago they plan to shut Access TV down. Then I talked to the board about it, and they admit that, well, entertainment's coming. Don't worry. We're going to be private channels, and you're going to have entertainment. And don't worry, Alex. You'll still have a show. Just go along with us. Hey, would you like to be on the board? Why don't you play ball with us? Oh, yes. Now public. And I said, no, absolutely not. We need this venue to stand up against the growing tyranny. And, of course, they can't have that. You say, well, why do they care? Because my Access TV show, folks, is one of the best TV show in Austin. I've won best radio show in Austin, best website in Austin, biggest mover and shaker in the major readers poll of a newspaper that attacks me on a daily basis. So I should say a weekly basis. So it's just incredible. They don't, and we've got dozens of patriotic, libertarian, conservative, pro-life shows. They can't stand us. We've taken over. So they're trying to shut it down. And just like with Patriot Act 2, you go to the telecommunications meeting, they say they're going to take it over, they say they're going to get rid of the free speech, and then when I get up and speak, they go, we didn't say that. I mean, it's total doublethink. And the statesmen did not attack me, and they were fair and admitted that this is getting rid of the free speech charter and taking over the channels and will restrict stuff. The Chronicle, the supposed liberal bastion, which is a total phony, folks, savagely, I have never been savaged like this, not even by the New York Times. And here's the headline, Access of Evil. Oh, we're evil. It's a conspiracy. That's the subheadline, Defending Austin from the Music Network. And the person goes in and calls it a conspiracy, but then admits it's all true. See, this is the doublethink. Well, yes, we do want to put microchips in all of the children and the police and government workers, but you're a kook if you're against it. You know, it's this whole mindset. This is, where do they get these people? Just when I thought the intermediate, interminable soap opera of Austin Music Network couldn't get any more insane or pathetic, along comes Alex Jones to take it up a notch. As you may have heard, the Lizard King of cable access is a total frothing rabid dog freakout. That is his usual self about the planned shotgun wedding of AMN at Austin Community Television. Today, Thursday, the city council is set to vote to sweep up the husk and leavings of AMN, and that did happen yesterday, and dump them into ACTV Sandbox with an eye towards freeing up Channel 15, current home of the Austin Music Network, for the privately funded, that is professional, music and arts channel being flogged around City Hall by people from L.A. or something like that. It's admitted Austin Music Partners is owned by Time Warner, and that's in the Statesman. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'll be watching to see if some evidence of, you know, a policy strategy regarding either the music industry or the city's telecom infrastructure burbles up from under the dais. I'm not hopeful. Oh, the plan's already out. Total takeover of Access TV, you twit. You may be wondering just what bestial acts are being performed by council members in the portals of AMN general manager Lewis Myers must have in his possession for AMN to merit the council's continued favors after so many years of embarrassing failure. Again, that's separate from Access TV. But they want to mix the two names into Access TV and bring it down. But more likely, the council is blackmailing itself. The desire to keep AMN alive in whatever form, by any means necessary, will help take the blame and string out the city's failure to pull off what seemed like so much non-barrier, whatever that means, in such a good Austin fit. It's a pretense that I expect will be maintained until AMN's corpse starts to really stink. But Alex Jones doesn't care about this. He sees not a flummoxed city council trying to scrap A&M off its full plate and feed it to the dog, but an insidious conspiracy of state-run media infiltrating the libertarian paradise of cable access. Tyranny! Free speech is under attack. As I watched last week's raucous meeting of the council's telecom subcommittee, itself infiltrated by Jones, his accolades and dozens, it was over 150 folks, the seats seat 100, they were standing room all around and hundreds in the hall, it had to be 200. His accolades and dozens of ACTV producers in various states of grievance, I can only think of a bit from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, I'm being oppressed, I'm being oppressed. And then he says, cart before the horse, and the article goes on and on. Such reveries made watching the proceedings bearable, surely. Subcommittee members Jackie Goodman and Betty Dunkerley have now done ample penance for their sins in trying beyond reason to keep AMN on life support. And it says, new Papa Raul Alvarez mostly sat there like a stone through the harangues. Now, in this case, it's not clear already. I think Alex Jones is 90% pure poser and 110% a bleep bleep, which makes him truly larger than life. But on balance, I think the ACTV producers are onto something here. But then he goes on to say, I still think they should take over the channels and put entertainment on them because I don't like watching Alex. So he's attacking free speech. Technically, they were on to something else. The apparently separate decision to welcome AMN into Access Fold and to rejigger the formats of ACTV's three channels into content-specific programming were made by the board of ACTV, not by anyone at City Hall. But I also doubt that ACTV, with only a couple of weeks earlier, had reportedly thrown heavy shade on Meyer's bright idea of a merger, is entirely unaware of the wishes of what should be at least a four-vote council majority. And then they go into all of that, and he says that he'd like to see the channels taken over because he doesn't like me on the air. He doesn't like seeing me on the air, and he thinks it's a good idea. And I'm not a newsreader, folks. I hate to babble through this, but it's a long article, and they attack the libertarians for having free speech and how dare them, and they attack everybody. And so it just goes on and on. He continues, three ACTV channels into an arts and education channel featuring AMN, an inspirational channel, and a free speech channel. It would certainly disrupt the current free-for-all flow. Oh, don't want that. Where truckers and hookers and Sunday Best and the Esoteric Science Roundtable can all appear on the same channel on the same day. But it might also make ACTV more accessible to those of us who aren't access junkies and who tune in more often if we'd known how to avoid watching Alex Jones. And it goes on and on and on. Hey, Dumbo, I've won almost every Best of Austin award in your little paper. Okay, and it is a big deal. I mean, big companies that win the Chronicle Reader's Poll hang up giant banners for a year on their buildings. I mean, the year after I won Best TV Host in Austin, tens of thousands of respondents. The next year it was the UT football game was the favorite TV show. So and the next year it was the Austin City Limits. So, you know, I've been told I've won other awards, and then they just don't want to give them to me. And I've won Best Radio Host, Best TV Host, Best Website, Best Mover and Shaker, Best Looking. I mean, all of this stuff, which you could tell I won that Best Looking Award a long time ago. Before I put on 40 pounds. They have a ballot, and people send it in, and we win all the awards. And other Patriot shows win awards. But the editor, Lewis Black, and that isn't even his real name, is just a bootlicking neocon. This guy has written giant editorials saying the time has come to talk of Alex Jones, the dangerous, wicked devil. I mean, you want to see these things because the establishment is scared to death of us. You think they like it? By the way, every time they do that, they get hundreds of letters attacking them, I'm told. And they do, in fairness, publish some of them. So I think you should write letters to the Chronicle. And if you're listening around the country and you're saying, why should we care about this? Why does Alex spend, maybe 30 minutes a week on this now? Because they're shutting Access TV down around the country. They just shut it down in Houston. They're shutting it down, and this is a way to reach tens of millions of people. And you've got Time Warner openly taking over a city channel, Channel 15. By the way, that channel has a $5 million value. It's appraised at $5 million, and the city's going to kick, because, see, the city made a deal to get nine channels, if Time Warner got this big, huge monopoly, where they've made billions of dollars in Austin over the past 30-something years. And so the city gets those channels. Well, now they're just quietly giving them back to Time Warner and then shrinking access down to one channel, and then they admit that's going to have regulated speech, and it's going to have government garbage on the other channels. They admit this is the plan, and then when we complain about it, they say it doesn't exist when it's in both the newspapers. He calls it a conspiracy and an access of evil, and then admits they're taking over the channels, but says, good, I won't have to watch Alex Jones. How sick is that? From the Chronicle that acts like it's this bastion of freedom and liberalism and free speech. No, Lewis Black, and I've been told this by people at the Austin Music Network, people involved at Time Warner, he is a little buddy with Austin Music Partners in Time Warner. He wants to be part of that. He tries to insinuate himself into everything, and I'm sick of it. What you've got is corporate raiding going on of the possessions of the people of the city of Austin, our airwaves, our transmission lines. And, I mean, you guys are really going to get a fight now from us. We are not backing down. All right, we'll come back, play the Bushism and the Kerryism, the new Bushism, and then we'll start the next hour, and I promise we'll get to these loaded phone lines. I've already taken some calls. I didn't mean to spend this long on this subject, but or to battle through this article, and I didn't read half of it. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. I'm a profane this, profane that, bleep, 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 bleep. I'm a lizard king. I'm a rabid dog freak out. It's amazing. Because I stand up to government and tell them we're not your slaves. I'm bad. No, it's because your boss is in with the people doing all this. And shame on you, Austin Chronicle. Shame on you. Shame on you. Acting like you're some type of independent bastion. You're nothing but corporate pimps. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the tyranny gets worse and worse, we need venues like Access TV around the country where we're able to get over 1,000 people out to gun rallies, Second Amendment rallies, where we're able to get thousands of people over the four meetings they had at City Council against the Patriot Act, where we forced them to throw it out. And that goes for your town, too. That's why I'm so angry. We need these shows so we can show video clips like this audio you're about to hear. This is Bush yesterday at the Pentagon after he talked about how we're spreading the peace, and he smiled Then he went on to say this, and then you'll hear Kerry in his coronation speech as Skull and Bones number two. Go ahead and hit it.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay, that was Bush. Let's play Kerry, then we'll play them all again. Go ahead and play Lord Kerry, please. Play the long Kerry clip.
I will never give any nation or any institution a veto over our national security, and I will build a stronger military. We will add 40,000 active duty troops, not in Iraq, but to strengthen American forces that are now overstretched, overextended, and under pressure. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations, anti-terrorist operations, and we will provide our troops
okay.
with the newest weapons.
All right. Now go back to the Bush clip from yesterday. Play that again. This is Lord Bush.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yeah, play that triple one. I'm going to play it back to back.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, and coming up in the next hour, we'll take calls, get into news. We got Paul Watson coming on, and we'll properly analyze the Tommy Franks chilling statements. And if you can get in on the lines, did you see him on The View do the Diablo sign? Did you see Lord Franks do that? Before we end this hour, just briefly, I've got the best 9/11 films out there, folks. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, the two I've made, George Humphrey's video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Eric Huffman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions, and his book, Painful Questions. I have my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. If you want to know about 9/11 and the provable, demonstrable facts of how the globalists carried these attacks out, you need to have these videos and books. Please visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. These are such important, powerful videos that are waking up 90% of those that see them. You need to have them. You can make copies of my videos. You can of the other videos I carry because I can't authorize that. But Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, you can. I've got Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, Ownership's video, Innocence Betrayed, about what happens when they take your guns and what's going on. Plus, it comes with three free booklets when you get it. George Humphrey's video comes with a free booklet when you get it. You get the second DVD for half price when you order one of his. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. Operators are standing by to answer your questions. Take your order. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My films are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours long, $20 when you order three or more of any of the titles I've made. 1-888-253-3139. All right, the second hour is coming up with clips, guests, news, your calls.
The Berkey.